Hey everyone, welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you conquer that pesky inner critic and finally get things done. Ever feel like your brain is a cluttered desk drawer with half-started projects and random ideas swirling around? You know that feeling when you just want to scream help into the void because there are simply too many things demanding your attention. Well, fret no more, my friends, because today we're diving deep into the world of productivity powerhouses with a system that can seriously change the game. Getting things done, or GTD for short. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another productivity hack, hear me out. GTD isn't just another to-do list app. It's a philosophy, a way of life, if you will. It's about capturing all those swirling thoughts, organizing them in a clear and concise way, and then actually taking action on them. Think of it as decluttering your mind so you can focus on what truly matters. And trust me, once you get the hang of it, you'll be amazed at how much more efficient and productive you become. So let's break down 5 key takeaways from this GTD magic. 1. Capture everything. The first step is to literally capture everything that's on your mind. Write it down, record a voice note, type it into an app, whatever works for you. Don't worry about sorting or prioritizing at this stage, just get it out of your head and onto paper or screen. Think of your brain as a temporary holding area, not a permanent storage facility. 2. Clarify and process. Once you have everything captured, it's time to process those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this actionable? Does it require my attention now? Can I delegate it? If the answer is no, let it go. Archive it, delete it, whatever feels right. You want to be ruthlessly honest with yourself about what truly matters. 3. Organize. Now comes the fun part, organizing your tasks into categories that make sense for you. This could be by project, context, e.g., at home, at work, or even by priority level. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach here. Find what works best for you and stick with it. 4. Reflect and review. GTD isn't a set-and-forget system. It requires ongoing maintenance. Schedule regular time to review your list, make adjustments as needed, and ensure everything is aligned with your goals. Think of it like spring cleaning for your mind, refreshing and revitalizing. 5. Engage with your tasks. The final step is the most important one. Actually taking action on those tasks. Don't just let them languish on your list. Break them down into smaller, manageable chunks and start working towards completion. Remember, progress over perfection. Okay, so how does this all play out in real life? Let's say you're a student juggling several assignments, part-time work, and a social life. Feeling overwhelmed yet? I know the feeling. But with GTD, you can transform that chaos into a manageable masterpiece. Capture every assignment due date, every shift you need to cover, and even those fun plans with friends. Process them. Delegate some tasks if possible, archive irrelevant information, and prioritize what needs your immediate attention. Organize them into categories like academic, work, and social boom. You have a clear visual roadmap of your commitments. Review these lists regularly, adjust as needed, and finally engage with those tasks by tackling one step at a time. T. Suddenly, that mountain of stress feels more like a manageable hill climb. Now, remember, GTD isn't about being perfectly organized all the time. It's about creating a system that works for you and helps you stay on track. So don't be afraid to experiment, tweak things along the way, and find what truly resonates with your unique style. And as always, if you have any questions or want to share your GTD triumphs or struggles, hit me up on social media. Until next time, keep conquering those procrastination demons and crushing your goals. I'm rooting for you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.